Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It is Tim and Jess here across central Queensland on Hit CQ. This morning's show is thanks to 1770 Golf Course. Start your happily ever after in paradise at 1770 Golf Course. Jess, just quickly.
Yeah.
Australia got another medal.
Hey,
in the Winter Olympics. Scotty James, snowboarder. Sean White, like the greatest snowboarder of all time from the United States, was the one that beat him. Got like a perfect score for his final run.
All right, mate. We all got stuff going on.
So Australian got a bronze medal. He was stoked. They did an interview with him after. He's from a town called Warrandyte in Victoria.
Warrandyte? That was right where I grew up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you are Scotty James.
I am Scotty.
You probably know him.
Basically, I could have won a medal at the Winter Olympics is what you're telling me.
There was something interesting he said, because obviously it's quite emotional. Like, he was stoked with his bronze medal. And you hear this quite a fair bit, and I want to get your thoughts on it. He said, there's been so many people in my life that have told me I won't succeed.
Oh.
But really?
What do you mean?
Have you ever done something and someone's like aggressively said, Jess, you won't succeed. You're going to be a failure.
Yes.
No, who? Why? They don't have those people in your life. Why are you around
several
them?
Several people. When I said I'm moving interstate for radio, several people said to me, you are crazy.
Yeah,
this
no,
is
no,
the stupidest
difference.
Thing you've ever made.
No, this is
you are going to fail. Just stay in Melbourne.
No. See, I feel like someone that says to you, you're going to fail. People that say, look, that's going to be tough. Are you sure? That's not saying you're not going to do it, but people say you will fail, which is a great... You might as well swear at me, because I'm going to be more offended at that. So I just thought that was a bit interesting.
Sure.
But I could talk about that all day long. Jess, we have a massive 3 hours still to come.
Absolutely. Your chance to win $1,000 with our pressure test after 8 o'clock. But before that, Tim...
Yes. Hit me.
14 worms have been pulled from a US woman's eye. And I want to tell you about it up next.
I don't want to listen.
If you're eating your breakfast, either finish it in the next song or just put it down.
You probably just like, if you want to go and, I don't know, listen to the ABC or something for the next 10 minutes.
14
worms.
That's
probably a good
14.
Idea. All right, 14 minutes then.
In her eyeball.
It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. I'm going to go.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Tim, a woman in the US, in Oregon, has had 14 worms removed from her eyeball. 14 in one eye. Now, you freak out like, if I just go and touch my
right.
eye.
Yeah, don't touch it.
I just boom. Because usually I get eyelashes and stuff in my eye.
Yeah, and you're like, I've got something in my eye. It's your finger. That's your finger, my friend.
Imagine 14 little parasites.
I don't know why. I don't know what's happened to me as a child. I have split my eyeball once while doing kneeboarding.
Ooh.
And I just don't like eyes. And are they little worms or are they like earthworms?
Well, they're little worms. Apparently, it's the first ever case ever in a human. Usually, these eye worms are seen in cattle in America.
This has happened in the movie Prometheus when this bloke starts dying and turns into an alien. She's an alien!
I don't think she's an
That's
alien.
That's what happens in the movie.
So, apparently... They come from, these little worms come from flies called face flies.
No.
This is my favourite quote in the article. Flies feed on the tears that lubricate the eyeballs. Flies that feed on tears.
So it's for sad, lonely girls. It's a sad, lonely girl disease.
There's only ever been one case reported. And it's this lady... And the flies landed in her eyeball, fed off of her tears, and planted 14 worms.
Oh, no.
They were able to remove the infection. But I mean...
But the heartbreak just lingers.
She's going to be too scared to ever cry again.
Oh, man. I'm gonna weld my tear duct shut if that's the case. Because what if she hangs out with other people and then they cry because of what she's been through and then they get it and then it's a cycle. This is how the zombie apocalypse starts. It starts with eye worms. Oh, no, buddy. No.
Yeah. I mean, look, she's only 26 years old, so there's still time for her to get the other eyeball full.
Talk about a life experience. Oh, word. Happy Thursday.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, this week's been a bit of a mission.
A mission.
Started off with your failed attempts
at
finding a block of caramel chocolate.
Caramel chocolate is the most elusive block of chocolate in the country, it seems, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a lot of people are on it. On those open discussion pages on Facebook, people are just posting. Here's where you can go. I was driving around for an hour and a half, 2 hours on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find a block to save my life.
We got sent a photo
just
yesterday of the drakes at Emu Park, and it's like it's shelves. It looks rows and rows of it.
It looks like you know when you go to the soft drink aisle, it's just like soft drink to the eye can see, but it's just carom milk. And unfortunately, in areas like Gladstone and Emerald, and even down towards Tanham, it seems like we're not getting access to carom milk.
Yeah.
So earlier in the week, we received a call from a lovely listener called Imogen in Emu Park, and she went and bloody bought us a block.
It is on its way to this very studio.
We had to trade it to her. Mm-hmm. So we gave her some stubby coolers, some cool stuff, an emoji poo cushion that you gave me for Christmas 2 years ago that I have decided to re-gift.
It's good to re-gift things.
But now, look, we haven't got the block yet, but this is a pending thing that we would like to do.
Yeah, look, you said to me yesterday that you've got a plan for this carom milk. And I mean, my plan was to eat it, but you've taken it one step further.
Look, it is in my great opinion that we will be able to receive something greater than carom milk if we offer our block up for trade.
I just don't know.
I think if you want carom milk, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. What will you trade us for it?
Yeah. We haven't got it right now. This is all pending.
Yeah, this is all
that
pending.
That we actually receive it.
See, this is good. You could call up and you could say what you would trade us. Mm-hmm. And then once we receive it, we will be sending it to you. How exciting would that be? I've seen blocks going up for sale for hundreds and even $1,000 up online.
We don't want your money. We want something cooler
Mate,
than your money.
If someone called up and was like, I'll give you $1,000 for this block of chocolate, I would throw it at them so hard and say, give me the money. So 13, 12, 16, look, I know some people have it. Some people are still struggling. If you haven't got one, 13, 12, 16, give us a call right now. What would you be willing to trade for our block of caramel chocolate?
Let Uncle Tim and Auntie Jess help you out.
The chocolate overlords. Caramel cousins. The dairy divas. 13, 12, 16, do you want one? What will you trade us for?
We have our hands, sort of, on a block of caramel chocolate.
Yes, the most sought-after block of chocolate, it seems like, for the very long time here in Australia.
A lot of people are looking for it, and we've decided, you know what, let's do a service for the people of Central Queensland.
Obviously, look, we could, once we receive our caramel block of chocolate that Imogen is sending us after we traded her for it, we could eat it. Because that's what, essentially, I wanted it because everyone wanted it. I'm not a massive fan of chocolate.
I am. I'm not super on board with this whole trading concept.
But I would like to trade up. Because, Jess, say if we get offered, like, a small lamb, then we can trade the lamb and we can just keep going until we have $1,000,000.
Do I have permission to turn down offers if I think the actual chocolate will be better?
We have to both agree.
Okay.
We have to both agree. So on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, if you don't have a block of caramel chocolate, would you be willing to trade for it? Because we have one coming to us. And we've had Tammy from Rockhampton call through on 13, 12, 16. Tammy, have you seen or have you got a block of caramel chocolate?
No.
No. And you would like one?
Yes, it's my favourite.
How do you know it's your favourite if you never had it?
Yes.
Oh, she's had it. She
you've
wants
had it.
Another.
You want another one?
Yes.
Tammy, obviously, we're waiting to receive our caramel block of chocolate. And you seem like, first of all, you've already sold your cards. You really want this. So what would you be willing to trade Jess and myself for this block of caramel chocolate?
$50 Big W voucher.
Big W voucher?
No, because then we've got to spend it at Big W. I've been stung with these before, Tammy.
I think Tammy just got a $50 Big W voucher from someone in her family she doesn't like.
Can you write Tammy's name down and put down what she's willing to offer? We'll add this to the list of things that people are going to offer to us. And you never know, Tammy. We might get in touch with you at a later date and let you know if we're going to accept your trade. Is there anything you want to throw on top of the $50 Big W voucher?
A block of Turkish Delight.
Oh, you're going to swap us a Turkish Delight for a caramel?
Nah,
that's a not
I'd rather,
a fair trade.
We'll just have the voucher. I don't think we need to add that garbage on top of it, but thank you for your call and your offer, Tammy.
No worries.
Thanks, mate.
Tim, we've also received a message on Facebook from Matthew.
Sure.
He said he'll trade us his firstborn child. Thanks, Matt.
I'll take it. We're going to name him Pepito, and he shall be a show mascot. Hey, 13, 12, 16, or hit us up on Facebook. Just search for Hit CQ. What would you be willing to trade us for a caramel block of chocolate?
Once it's in our hands, we will decide where it is going to go.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I want to talk to you about relationships. And if you're listening right now and you're in a relationship, I can tell you how to be there forever.
Okay.
So a lot of people, what would you say are like three key ingredients to a good relationship?
Friendship.
Friendship? well, yes, that's a good basis. Yeah.
See, the things I look for are friendship and, like, good fun times, you know.
Where's the third thumb?
I mean, you know, just I think if you all have right, those two,
so
that's enough.
Jess has said naughty times and friendship. What would you say to you if I said that the key to a long-lasting relationship is arguments?
I'd say BS.
No, because technically when you're arguing, you're voicing your opinion. Mm-hmm. And they say communication, obviously, in a relationship is key. When you go, hey, what's wrong? And they say nothing. And you go, all right, sure. Nothing's wrong.
Yeah, but I've been in relationships in the past where we do nothing but argue.
Yeah, see, you got to find that fine line because obviously you don't want to be too, like, scared to, like, not voice your opinions because otherwise right. then you're just going to, like, be holding all these things in. And then when you have that one argument, it's kind of like don't save up all your arguments for a big one.
Right.
Just little short 10-minuters here, there, everywhere.
Is it sort of like how we argue every now and then?
Yeah, except we're not friends and we don't do the fun stuff. So where that's the third thumb. The argument right. is where we're at. We just
sure,
don't do
sure,
the
sure.
other two. But yep. so you got to have these small little arguments. Just like, all right, well, maybe you're the worst. Just like a real quick, even if you just start an argument for the sake of it. Like, geez, we haven't argued in 2 weeks.
I feel like maybe don't encourage people to just start arguments for no reason.
A doctor said it's all right.
If you're laying next to your partner right now, listening to this, just yeah. shove them and start an argument.
Pour a glass
is not
of water
good...
on their head. Morning.
How dare you?
Good to see you, darling. So I just think that, Jess, first of all, you need to find the person, but then I just need you right. to go hard in the bedroom and in arguments. That's all I need you to do. Can you do that for me?
I can't do either of those things.
We'll touch base in 6 months.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Jess, obviously, it's 2018. People are pretty on board with being healthy, hey?
Oh, yeah. Healthy with eating.
Healthy eating, healthy
Everyone's
living.
Everyone's gluten-free and yep. dairy-free. And
someone tried to say to me that I was potentially gluten intolerant.
Oh, yeah?
And I hit them. Like, how dare you? Don't bring that into my life. I enjoy food. but no, I want to talk about someone who apparently became pretty famous about 11 years ago on YouTube. Mm. Her name is Freely the Banana Girl.
Right.
So she is a raw eater and she hasn't eaten like meat and that in like 12, 13 years, potentially.
So she's wildly
more.
Unhappy.
Oh, no, no, no.
Without
like,
bacon in her life.
No, no, no. Oh, well, that's up to for your interpret. Her real name's Leanne Ratcliffe, which
sure.
is a more human name. I'll give her that. And she she's become famous because of her extreme low processed, low fat, high carb, raw vegan diet. One that included, all right, at the moment, she eats 51 bananas. A day.
Oh, honey, no.
A day.
That is expensive.
Expensive. I buy like 6 a week and I go, geez, Tim, is it worth it? Is health really worth it?
And you've had to sell your car now.
I had to sell my car to afford my banana addiction. This chick must be raking it into
50,
a few.
How is it?
Where do you keep 51 bananas?
Mate, that's like 3 an hour.
It is. It is. That is too much.
That is
it's 2.7 or something. Ridiculous
an
hour.
That is too many bananas.
I have one a day and I struggle through that. Potassium's important, but is it that important, Jess?
I used to have a mate that would eat 20 to 30 a day.
Oh,
wow. He was a personal trainer.
Yeah, okay.
And we were all like, buddy, this
That's
isn't
good.
Healthy. Like you, I don't think you physically can have that much potassium in your body.
Yeah. It's not, she's a bit of a weirdo. Like, she's got a YouTube video of how and why I squat on the toilet in brackets live demo. Super exciting stuff. And also,
oh, it is now, better for you to squat on the toilet.
Tell me this. The one video is how I lost my period on a raw vegan diet. Is losing your period something that is you aspire
Very
towards?
Very unhealthy.
It's not good?
No, that's wildly not unhealthy. Why is she losing her period? Why know. Is she suggesting this is a good thing?
She just said that's how she lost it, with her raw vegan diet.
Yeah, because she's not eating meat.
Is that what happened? See, I didn't learn this in school. This wasn't afforded to me, so this is why I ask questions.
I mean, this is a discussion we can have off air, because
right.
I'm absolutely not a doctor.
Let's get a diagram out. I'll get a doctor on the show. I need to find this stuff out, otherwise I'm just going to be rattled in my brain.
I just feel like, you know, lower the dosage of bananas and up the dosage of bacon, and you'll live a happier life, Leanne.
It's Freely, the banana girl, actually. But thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
A new survey's come out, mm-hmm. right, that says men are actually more picky than women when it comes to dating.
So, like, say, all right, I'm interested in dating and I'm dating people and I go, actually, no, this person's got this, so maybe not. This person's that, I like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas the girl's kind of like, anything.
35% of men said they just hadn't met the right person yet.
Sure.
Compared to only 29% of women.
Well, that's a survey. I'll give it that. But also, I can see that there's tendencies, but it's a very small discrepancy between. And obviously, you don't want to force anything. Like, me and you've had this conversation.
Yes.
You don't want to be with someone just to be with someone. Like, for like 3 years, I was actively avoiding being in any form of a relationship.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Tim, you are an idiot.
Stop this.
Stop rejecting it. And when I met my girlfriend, when was the least time, and I know people say I met her at the time I was least expecting to meet someone, because I just made a very bad decision 2 weeks prior. And moving on. Moving on.
Well, a lot of people think that women are the most picky ones. Like, I've got aunties that every time I see them, they're like, Jess, you're just being
chutu
too fussy.
Picky. Chutu you're picky, just... Jessica.
That, all right. My aunties are from
Spanish.
Australia.
Sorry.
But this survey's saying that men are actually more picky. They find faults in women to say, all right, I don't want to, I don't
want
to need
a date. Because there's so many to pick from.
Okay.
So you just, sometimes I take a checklist.
My list is so short these days. Like,
Heartbeat. Can breathe.
And just wants to spend time with me. Like, that's
the one
that is a really hard thing to find.
That is the tough box to tick, that third one. Heartbeat and breathing. Mm-hmm. Tick, tick. Most times or not. Wants to spend time with you. That's when we start getting the red tape out.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see what you're saying. And look, we'll go out there, Jess, and again, as I've said, when you're least expecting it, Prince Charming or Princess Charming is going to walk straight through the door and you're going to be in love.
Okay.
In the next 10 years.
When did you become a love doctor?
Oh, man, I've been a love doctor for years.
Years.
Do you want to see my doctorate?
No.
Come with me. I'll get the gloves.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, you and I read a story this week about Karl Stefanovic, our old mate, does breakfast on Channel 9.
Yep, Today's Show.
And he is in a new relationship.
Yep.
And apparently his new partner receives $15,000 a month allowance.
She has an allowance. Like pocket money.
It was a month, yeah?
I believe it was a month. I hope it's not a week.
If it's a week, I mean, that's even
better.
That's
a punch in the face. So essentially, he's in this new relationship. I don't know if his new partner works or doesn't work. I'm assuming she does.
I don't know.
So it is interesting to hear that someone, obviously people on breakfast television earn quite a significant amount of money, a lot more than breakfast radio presenters. I would love to have a $15,000 a week budget. That would be swell.
They definitely live a life of luxury.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, there are other couples out there that do this, where one person, is in charge of the money and the other person gets a bit of an allowance. This is how much you're allowed to spend this week.
Yeah. Do you think, like, for couples that have been together for a long time, there's kind of like an unspoken rule of, all right, let's try and not spend, like, all right, say we're both doing jobs and we have a joint bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like a ridiculous, like you only have to ask approval. Like you can spend anything you want unless you're buying like a Vespa scooter. And then you go, what are you doing, Peter? Why did you bring
home
a scooter?
Well, I think if you're spending more than like, you know, $100, maybe you run it by your partner.
Sadly, $100 is not a lot of money these days. Do you remember in primary school? I used to make up lies all the time. I'd be like, I've got $100. And people would be like, you're so rich. Now when I say, I've got $100, people are like, are you okay?
Do you want me to bring you some food?
Please. I haven't eaten in days. So, look, I am very intrigued by this, of the whole allowance scheme. So, 13, 12, 16, is there an allowance in your relationship?
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's your husband giving you an allowance. Maybe it's your wife giving you an allowance.
Why is that funny?
We want to hear you either
way. Are you
laughing
at the women providing the money there, Jessica?
I absolutely am not laughing at that.
You absolutely directly laughed at that. 13, 12, 16. Don't you try. I'll get it and play it again. 13, 12, 16. Is there an allowance in your relationship? Give us a call.
Tim, we're talking Karl Stefanovic, one of the funniest men on TV in Australia.
Breakfast television on Channel 9.
He's got a brand new fiance. Her name is Jasmine.
Jazzy.
And he has been giving her $15,000 a month allowance.
Bit of a here you go pedal. Go and buy some nice things.
I mean,
for
Karl Stefanovic, that's chump change.
I assume it would be chump change.
He pays $3,000 a week rent.
Damn. That's
wouldn't
too
it be
much.
Nice to be Karl Stefanovic right now?
Oh, can breakfast radio get the same rates as breakfast TV? Yeah, obviously, we're not as funny, successful, but I would like the money.
Yeah.
Oh, but $15,000 a month is an incredible amount because it's an allowance. It's pocket money.
Yeah.
Like, I used to get like $5 a week for like mowing the lawns, going to get the eggs from the chooks, doing all that
stuff. See, I never got an allowance.
You never got it?
If we needed something, Mum and Dad would get it for us.
But you would do, obviously, chores around the house,
yeah,
I'm assuming.
Yeah, but we never got like a weekly allowance. Oh. It wasn't like, oh, here's your $5 now.
Well, see, if I didn't do it, like, my main cardinal sin as a child was forgetting to take out the bins. And it would be many a Thursday where I grew up walking out at 9 o'clock at night with no shoes on the gravel road, dragging out the bins and going, I should have done this when I got home from school.
Or maybe put some shoes on.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't afford them because I kept forgotten to do my chores.
13, 12, 16, we have been asking, do you and your partner have an allowance system?
Yeah. Is there an allowance in your relationship? And we've had Gail from Moorambah call through on 13, 12. 16. Gail, is there an allowance in your relationship?
No, there's no money hold in our relationship, which is we share a bank account.
All right.
Yes, and if my husband usually buys something for a car or I want to buy something for around the house, and we just say, look, we want to get this, and, is it okay if I buy it?
So there's a question that's being asked. You don't just go, all right, I want to buy a new couch and I'm just going to buy that, and then your husband's going to walk home and be like, so what's with the new couch?
Or do you give him $300 a month to spend on car parts?
Oh, he'd like that.
I think we all would like that.
We agree to, if it's, something expensive or something that we don't buy normally every day, we just ask each other. However, I do believe that there are couples out there that one partner may need control. I know some people that have gambling problems. And,
Of course.
Right. Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
Yes. The purse strings really need to be held onto. Otherwise, there's a lot of gambling problems out there and a lot of relationships break down. And
lives could be ruined.
Well, that is true. I've seen a few. So.
Well, we do appreciate your call. Thanks, Gail.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks. Bye.
See you, mate.
Tim, I need someone sensible like Gail in my life to just hold on to my purse strings.
I just feel like I've learned a lesson there. Thank you, Gail. Haven't we all grown? We should call Gail every week. She'll teach us that.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, yesterday was Valentine's Day, the day of love.
Valentine's Day was yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
And maybe you're single, maybe you're in a relationship. Whatever you did yesterday, there was probably a few people out there that might have been disappointed.
There's a lot of people that think Valentine's Day is the worst. And I can understand that. And look, I don't get on board with it, but my partner likes it, I think.
Right. You think.
So I decided, because I think, I shall do. And I didn't want to not do, because not doing gets Tim in trouble.
Well, and this is the kind of thing I want to hear from people, because there was someone even in our very office, Tim, that was told by her partner, we're not doing Valentine's Day this year.
Yeah.
And then she received a bouquet of flowers, and a very impressive bouquet of flowers, I might add.
It was large.
And she still got her partner nothing.
Yeah. Sucked in. He fooled for it.
Yes. Yes, he absolutely did.
So I think, look, there's obviously everyone's in a different situation. Whether you're single, whether you're in a relationship, we want to find people around Central Queensland that maybe have got a smidge forgotten about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get forgotten yesterday on Valentine's Day? Did you expect you were going to get a gift and you didn't receive something?
Or did you forget?
Were you the forgetter? Did you forget to give your partner something for Valentine's Day? What we want you to do right now is give us a call, 13 12 16. Tell us about it. And if we feel necessary, we might help out. I'm not sure, though. Depending on how pathetic it is, could be better for you. 13 12 16, did you forget Valentine's Day?
Tim, it kind of saddens me that our phones just blew up then.
It did.
We have been asking on 13, 12, 16, did you forget Valentine's Day or were you forgotten?
Yeah, because obviously there's lots going on in the world, man. Sometimes it's a busy day at work. Some days you just, it's just a Wednesday. What's different about Wednesday? There's no public holiday. I don't remember. And you can get scorned. You can get hurt. And we want to help those that have been hurt.
Yeah, we've got Anne from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. Anne, were you forgotten?
Oh, I did not forget Valentine's Day. My partner's friend, we hit him up probably about 3 times, 3 weeks prior to Valentine's Day to take his missus out for dinner. because they just had a baby. And Valentine's Day was yesterday, and he turned around and was like, oh, no, she's in a bit of a mood. I'm like, why is she in a mood? He's like, oh, well, I didn't take her out for Valentine's Day, and it's her birthday this weekend, so we're just going to join everything on the weekend.
Join it up.
You can't join it all up.
Join it up.
They're two separate things.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, my anniversary is coming up this weekend, and I'm joining it up. It's absolutely
Timmy.
Fine.
Oh, no, that's the thing. It's the anniversary, it's the birthday, and Valentine's all joining on a weekend. I was like, you cannot do that to a woman.
Yeah. That's not three separate gifts, Sam.
It's a bit rough, man, but we do appreciate your call.
All right, bye.
We also got Marnie from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Marnie, did someone forget Valentine's Day for you?
My partner forgot Valentine's Day for me because he told me that instead of buying me a Valentine's present, he had to buy himself a snorkel for his car.
What?
What's going to get more use, flowers or a snorkel? You tell me. That is rough.
Marty,
is rough.
How much is a snorkel for a car?
It's not cheap.
They're having a clearance in here in Gladstone, so it's about $200.
Yeah. You know what? That could have been dinner. That could have been drinks. That could have been flowers. That could have been gifts. He could have got you a teddy bear.
Also could be good exhausting, which he's clearly now got. So that is very exciting for him.
Did you say to him, Marnie, oh, you know what? Let's not do anything for Valentine's Day this year. Or were you dropping hints?
No, I was dropping hints.
All right. Well, Marnie, if you just hang back, we might just speak to you after this next song because we just want to have a chat to you if that's all right.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Tim, is Marnie still there?
I put her on hold. She can't hear me anymore.
Okay, I think we can maybe help out Marnie today.
All right. Are we going to get her to break up
with her boyfriend? She got forgotten yesterday. No. I mean, look, we'll ask her what happened.
Okay.
And then maybe today we can get something to her.
All right, maybe, if she's lucky.
I've got some connections. I reckon we can make this happen.
Okay.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, yesterday was Valentine's Day, and poor Marnie just a couple of minutes ago mentioned her boyfriend spent a lot of money on his car instead of getting her a Valentine's Day present.
Look, I've also had to spend a lot of money on my car because it's breaking down, not for Valentine's Day. I'm not trying to spoil myself. I'm trying to keep myself afloat.
You did something pretty cute with your girlfriend last night.
Well, so we're a long distance, right? She lives in South Australia, which is just aggressively far away.
For now, she's coming.
For now. And we decided to make we ordered the same dinner. We sat at a table and we video chatted, had the same dinner. We had bought the exact same bottle of wine and we both dressed up. And we thought we were being super corny and super silly. And then we realized that we'd gone 99% Valentine's Day and there was 1% both dragging us down.
What's that?
So I put on like a nice shirt and like I did my hair and she had like this beautiful dress on and she looked stunning. And we both stood up and I'm wearing my sport shorts under my very nice top and she's wearing her pajama pants. And I was like, this is more fitting for us.
You're meant to be.
This is more fitting for us. So, but I am looking forward to helping out some people today who may have been forgotten about Valentine's Day.
Hopefully we can get something happening. Yeah. Also, Tim, tomorrow, R&B Fridays makes its return.
Wop, 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 wop.
You literally have that sound effect. I don't know why you try and make it.
It's easier to say it. Do you want me to play a sound effect that I've got on my button bar?
No, that's fine.
All right, I'm just going to play one. Science! You're happy. Science. That was the closest one. Just science. Anyway, have a great Thursday. Stay out of the sun.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.